Which one's mine?
That
yeah,
one's
okay.
Yours. Okay.
That one was mine.
I thought you had a water bottle.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. We just got out of watching a balloon float around the theater.
Don't even mention that.
And it was amazing. That was the most exciting part about the movie.
Yeah. Is that it?
Hunger Games, oh. Mockingjay Part 2. Guys, what's your thoughts?
It was okay.
It was nice. What happened?
I put a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. I liked it.
It's no Divergent.
Okay. Let's be real here. I think the middle part of the movie was the best. I think for me, it really picked up once they got into the city, and I think maybe when they got underground, and then all the way... Oh, are we spoiling here? We're spoiling, right? We usually spoil.
Okay, guys. This is a spoiler review.
Say hello.
If you haven't watched the previous After Darks, it is okay. A spoiler review.
So they
review.
They go underground, and then they come back up, and then they're in disguise, the refugees go to the capital, and they bomb the kids. Okay, heavy spoilers. Okay. That whole part was the best part of the movie.
Here, let me take you guys into the theater and let's watch the movie again.
No, here's the thing, look, it's nice everything that happened, okay, but...
Yeah.
That was just... And I could feel it, like, people watching the movie in the theater, it was just like...
Get on with it, man.
Get on with it. I honestly, look...
They get a little too melodramatic.
Seriously, up until that point where they go underground, I still felt like I was watching the epilogue of Mockingjay Part 1.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like...
And it took... And it... Didn't it, like, pick up 2 minutes after Mockingjay Part 1?
It just picked up right after. Okay. Honestly, it's like, Mockingjay is one movie. It was good. I liked it. I had a good time. It's just, ultimately, though, I was expecting more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, otherwise, why... And
that was everybody.
Split up the movie into two movies, or the book into two movies, because, you know, more money, whatever. And, yeah, I get it.
But they should just stop, because you're not getting anything out of it by splitting it into two movies. If you split it into one, you know...
You split it into one.
Yeah.
But, I love how you make sense.
Yeah. So, if we just make it into one movie, chances are we would sit through a four-hour movie just
honestly,
to see it finish,
look,
right?
This could have been one movie, right?
It
didn't need to be two.
I had more of a problem with, like, the emotional punches.
That just missed.
They were hit and miss.
I mean, some parts were great, but honestly, it's okay. Prim dies. She doesn't have a reaction to that until, like, what, half an hour later?
I did like the reaction, though.
Of what?
Like, the whole point is, like, she doesn't even have time to stop and feel all the pain she's felt from everyone dying because...
Well, that's true.
She's finally at home in thoughts with herself, and she just lets it all fall on
her. To a cat, nonetheless.
But that's a cute cat, so... All cats.
Cats have no souls.
You have no soul.
I mean, really, it didn't really, you know, nothing really caught me by surprise. It really, honestly, went by the book. Finnick dies here.
Literally.
Coin was killed by Katniss there. She ends up with, what's-his-face? Peeta, right?
Okay. Both of you have read the books, right?
I haven't read the third one.
I read all of it.
I read the first and second.
Okay, so... So it was going by the book, right?
It looked like
exactly.
It. Yeah, not exactly. The story, yes. Certain characters were they were given more screen time because of their actors, basically.
At least we saw, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman and CG.
Did you see, it was the last scene.
Yeah.
Where he like, started to smile.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to look for it, but right when it happened, I was like, ah.
That probably wasn't him, huh?
No, that was CG.
Look, for me, I read Mockingjay and I read Catching Fire. Catching Fire was always the best book, in my opinion, and Catching Fire was my favorite movie out of all of these four.
Yeah.
Mockingjay was always very... look, if you read the book and you see the movie, they're basically the same thing.
It is...
Well, then you wouldn't be disappointed if that's what you're looking for.
No, I'm not... It's just, I don't know. I think it felt a bit too slow. I liked it a lot. I think for me, what was the biggest thing to take away with take away with was Jennifer Lawrence's performance. At least that she always delivers.
You know, looking at it, at a broad spectrum of it, I don't think that Katniss herself is an interesting character. But I think it's because we like Jennifer Lawrence so much that...
No.
It's because, I think she's an interesting
character. I think it's because she brings her to life so much. I mean, it's not because we like her. Because she actually is effective. When you watch her do whatever, honestly, look at that movie. Look at all four of the movies. She's amazing. She brings that character to life. This franchise wouldn't be the same without her as Katniss Everdeen. So maybe to you the character is bland, but she brings that extra...
No. The reason... Okay. Her character, you know, looking at the aesthetics of it, she's not very interesting. You know, but the way that J-Law, and yes, I'm calling her J-Law, the way that she plays her, it makes it interesting. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So apparently Woody Harrelson and Elizabeth Banks are a thing.
I like that. That was a nice little... Okay. For me, what was really effective and what I think was A+, the action sequences and the... I don't know what the right word for it is, but...
I think it was really well directed.
It was. I mean, that was the most effective. That's why I keep saying it's the best part of the movie.
I mean, there was no shaky cam. It was all steady cam, but yet it captured every single angle perfectly.
I forgot that the first movie...
Yeah, it was all shaky cam.
It was all shaky cam.
For me, the high point was when the children were being bombed. That was the highest level of interest for me. And the second one was when all those mutt things, that whole thing, that was pretty scary. These two were scared. I felt that. I was scared. Okay?
But those were genuinely interesting creature designs.
Yeah. And they were creepy.
But, it was directed well. And also that one scene where, like you said, when they were the resistance or... No, that's not... But,
We're not there yet. One more month. Yeah.
But whatever they are, was attacking the Capitol, and they were running towards... And it was really well done.
Yeah, that really was where all of the movies were heading toward. And I think, obviously, look, at that moment, all of us were thinking, that was Snow killing his own people, right? I think for the most part, we suspected that. But once...
I had a feeling... I haven't read the books.
I knew who it was.
But I had a feeling that Coin was the main antagonist from the minute I met...
Oh, you mean Hillary Clinton?
Yes, Hillary Clinton. No! Coin is smarter.
What do you think of Hillary? No, I was going to say for that one scene, those were the things they would drop in the Hunger Games, right? So that's why right away I'm like, it's like an FU, you know? Like... We're going to kill your kids now. These is the things you would send to our children to have.
So you, it's
so
like...
to me, automatically, I'm like, it was obviously the, whatever the hell they're called.
I remember seeing your face when they blew up.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I was like, wait a minute.
I wasn't expecting that either.
Why would there be parachutes and, oh shit, it blew up.
I thought because, you know, sometimes in war, they'll drop... Whatever enemy will drop over the other enemies, they'll drop pamphlets and propaganda. I thought it was something like that, but
I mean, that was done really well. I think there was a lot of shock and awe from the audience. And by the way, what kind of an audience did we have? There was so many different reactions to all.
We had an audience that was more amused about a floating balloon.
What is this? You got something on your face.
That balloon was amusing.
Looks like a straw thing.
Seriously, okay, the audience we had, first of all, that balloon. Like, half the time, you were kind of like, okay, something's pulling that down. I'm like, please.
You're getting all mad. You're like, no, it's not.
It's not, because it kept going from the right and then to the center, and then it slowly came down to the point where it was blocking the projector. And everybody was like, laughing. And then once it came all the way down and somebody grabbed it, there was, like, unanimous applause by everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of sad.
That was kind of the best part of the movie.
Exactly.
It was.
People were more interested in the balloon than what was going on Scream to an extent.
Yeah. But I think that this movie is okay, at most. You know, I don't...
It wraps up the series.
It's not...
It's nice. It wraps up the series, good. But we should point out the interesting commentary that it makes. You know, at its core, this movie is a war movie, and you see very clearly here the consequences of war. Whatever side you're on, people are going to die. Mm. And it's very well-timed, considering where we're at, you know, at this point
actually,
in the world.
Actually, like, the commentary on politics and politicians.
Exactly, as well. And yeah, propaganda and the people who are in charge. We have to, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say real quick. Honestly, that was always my favorite part of these movies, too. Even going back to the first and second, the way they would prepare and just, like, the political side of the Hunger Games. And even in the first part, which I kind of like a little bit better just because it was all about propaganda and different techniques such as that. And it wasn't just typical war movie stuff.
Let's talk about Donald Sutherland as President Snow. I think he was phenomenal in that role. I mean, the thing that remains consistent is two things. Seeing Jennifer Lawrence playing Katniss and the way that she portrays her in such a way. Yeah. And Donald Sutherland as President Snow. No,
those two are the best two. Out of all of them in all the movies, the best two actors, the best two characters. I wanted to see more of him.
I did too.
And here's again, the whole thing. This, at the end of the day, feels like half a movie.
It's like throughout the movie you're waiting to see Darth Vader, and then you only get to see like 2 minutes of Darth Vader.
Are you talking about
Donald Sutherland?
No, are you talking about Revenge of the Sith?
There's the movie. There's the movie. Yeah.
I think everyone in their respective parts did a really great job.
No, they did. I think the acting was, you know, on par.
I'm not a big fan of Liam.
Nobody is.
You mean not Thor?
Not Thor, yeah. No. Oh,
one short the big time.
He did do pretty well.
What? Okay. Josh Hutcherson, is that his name?
The PETA?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you guys think of his performance?
Great actor. Yeah, he's great. He brings it every single movie.
He made his character more sympathetic. I wanted
more of him?
I wanted more of him, yeah.
Honestly, I think his movies would have been, and it's not the movie's fault, because that's in the books. If they would have cut out, like, Liam's, I don't even know his character's name. Gale's, and his character completely.
Yeah.
And just had, like, more of everything else. I think, because every time it turns to him, it's kind of pointless.
It's pointless, and it's annoying, especially when, look, every time we have a scene with Gale and PETA, it's like I hear giggling all over the place, and I can't really focus what the hell they're saying. I get it. I get the love triangle. I get why it's there. But really, at the end of the day,
it's a pointless love triangle, too. You know?
Because you know, it's obvious in the first movie who she's going to end up with. I mean, you feel it. You see it.
It comes off as dumb, too. Like, they're in war, their friends are dying. Oh, I wonder who she picks. Like, this ain't high school.
Exactly. I keep on saying this. This movie is okay at best.
What's up with your eyes? Hmm? You look seriously disgusted.
It's just I expected to see like okay.
I was
expecting to see this Harry Potter esque, you know, finale. You know, because at the end, because
it was that big for a part of the movie.
You had a Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2.
I hated those movies.
The first one was really? Slow.
I hated Part 1.
Was a slow character
development. I fell asleep halfway through the movie. Sorry. Go ahead.
But it was a slow character building movie. And then in the second one, it was all action and all that stuff. Because you got your character, you know, development in that one. There's no need to have more character development in your next one, you know. So I think that, you know, it made more sense, you know, with Harry Potter to split it into two movies.
Yeah.
But with this one, you know, in the first one, they were building up character and saying, oh, how important the Mockingjay is and all that. And then in the next movie, it wasn't like that. It was more character development. And it was pointless because you already know these characters, you know.
I did feel like a couple scenes, it's like the exact same thing.
Of what, this movie?
Yeah, this movie. Yeah. And it's going over, like, the same thing. It's like, no, we get it, like...
Honestly, just stop. Just stop splitting a movie into two. Just please. Yeah. Unless you're going to do it right. And honestly, I was expecting so much more for this, because now I'm kind of questioning the whole Avengers 3 and 4 thing. So...
That's different.
It is. Of course it is different.
Because Marvel it's not from an existing material.
But what happens is either one of them is good, the other one sucks, or they both suck, or something always happens when you split a movie into two.
Yeah, but that's what happens when you split something in two that isn't meant to be in two. Yeah, they're going to specifically write it for two parts. So I think it's different.
Yeah.
1 out of 10, what would you give?
Probably
1 out of 10.
Yeah, 1 through 10.
Probably a 5.
Really? That's pretty old.
A 5 or a 6.
I'd give it like a 7.5.
How about you, Alexis?
Maybe 5.5 or a 6.
Oh, you guys are harsh.
For me, that sequence alone, 10 out of 10. The movie? Not so much. I liked it. I do. I had fun with it. I like the characters. It's just I wanted more.
Another thing I noticed about this movie that it was kind of... a movie is supposed to challenge you whether you read the book or not. And I was watching it, and I'm like this, okay,
You kept asking me, what's this? You think we were kind of lost sometimes, and it's like... The movie shouldn't do that to you. You should enjoy it, like, either way.
Yeah.
Granted, there were small things. I mean,
not just because I don't know who the characters are, but because I found some of it so predictable. Like when she was aiming at Snow,
you saw it coming. Yeah,
I
felt because it was building up to it. You know.
Yeah.
As far as the story goes, I don't know how much you could fault the people that made the movie.
Yeah.
Because...
That's the story.
That was the story.
Suzanne Collins
already
was on that thing. So, you know, you have the author of the movie, the story, enforcing what already happened.
That's why I don't judge it so harshly. Because with the material they had, they did a really... Like I said, it was really well directed. Like,
honestly, read that book.
Really great performances.
Read that book. I know you're already reading one over to begin with. But if you read that book, it's pretty much... It's the movie.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But... Again, a faithful adaptation to the book isn't always the best thing for the movie.
Yeah, I mean, even Harry Potter took some creative liberties.
Well, they had to. That was like...
Damn.
900 pages.
Exactly.
Yeah, so condensing it down and, making it... Because I wouldn't mind, if they would have stick to that format of taking creative liberties and all that stuff, it would have been a hell of a trilogy of films.
The one thing for me that really kind of like... Get on with it. The ending. I think there was just too many endings. It's like, okay, here, 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 here. Okay, we're done. I just like, okay, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? Every time I keep going, okay, when are we going to finish it? Not that I wanted.
They had multiple endings, didn't they?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They went all Return of the King on us. What?
No, yeah. Steven Spielberg.
Except for the Return of the King and endings were... Actually entertaining.
I don't know. So, you guys are being kind of harsh.
So, final thoughts on this?
I mean, I don't want to give anything a rating. I just, I give it a 6.
Final thoughts on this smorgasbord of...
Okay.
I think it's a really well done... It's a really entertaining movie. I would have wanted a little bit more, but it wraps up all the movies fine. So... That's why I say,
if you've seen the other three, you have to see it.
If you like the other movie,
it's more than just an obligation. Everybody will find more than some enjoyment in this. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, I really love that sequence, that middle part of the movie. Not so much the other ones, but they're nice, it's a good movie.
If you like seeing kids die,
Yeah.
More of that.
Children dying.
just don't.
All right, your final thoughts.
All right, I thought that this movie was...
Underwhelming, lackluster?
Underwhelming, yeah.
I'm so good at reading his mind. Although he kind of says the same thing over and over again.
But it's serviceable.
You're going to be saying the same thing on the 17th.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
fuck that shit. No, I'm not going to be saying... You know what? That's what this movie needed. This movie needed Wookiees. It needed stormtroopers. It needed X-Wing pilots.
I already told you it had stormtroopers.
No. Their helmets were shaped different. Their helmets were designed differently, so they're not stormtroopers.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, guys. I'm Kyle.
Oh, damn it. I'm Peter. Wait, no. He's Peter. I'm Alexis. Yeah.
This is After Dark, Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. Check out his channel, BNC. Bye.